Fan Run Radio.
Rick Barnes and the Tennessee Volunteers all raised their shirts. They are the SEC Tournament Champions. Mark will hold it, and so he and the Volunteers will hold the trophy. SEC Tournament Champions to match their regular season title.
You know who Hendon Hooker is, returning quarterback for Tennessee, a dark horse Heisman candidate.
I haven't even said it on my own airwaves yet. I think Tennessee's going to beat Georgia this year.
Assuming it's not Alabama, it's not Georgia who wins the SEC, what other team is there that could challenge for the SEC title?
Well, I'm a little curious about Tennessee. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see if they can make that step and be a division contender.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole thing.
Yes!
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Dancing.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It is Three and Out Friday edition. I'm Nate Hodges. We got Houston Kress, Adam Hickman, intern Brett. The gang's all here. Ready to go. Ready for a Friday. Feeling good, feeling comfortable.
I'm fine.
Maybe a little too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is the most comfortable I've ever been in this studio.
I don't like that. I like that you're comfortable, but I don't know about too comfortable, because you're going to fall asleep back there.
Yeah, keep an eye on me back here today.
So now our job is to watch you and make sure you don't fall asleep.
I mean, naturally, you're looking at me anyway, so.
I blame you, Kress.
Right, because that makes sense.
You stood up for your fellow man, the producers of this station.
Hey,
Nate's been saying, if you'll just pick out a chair, he'll get you one.
Which you did. You had for almost 2 years now. Maybe over 2 years.
Now, the quality of production will probably decline.
I actually think it might improve.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, what, you're blaming me for?
Not really. God, it just was fun to do that for a second.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to do.
Okay. Well, that's why I just backtracked.
I really wasn't standing up for them. I was telling them to stand up for themselves.
I think you're just tired of them complaining.
Exactly.
Which is funny, because none of us have ever complained about his complaining, but
you kind of are now, so.
Hickman, you complain about me all the time.
Not publicly.
That doesn't make it good. Look, I just got sick and tired of I wasn't upset that they were uncomfortable. I was upset that they were uncomfortable and refused to do anything about it except complain, even though we had said thousands of times, instead of complaining, just pick out a chair.
Right.
And no one ever did, because I think they enjoyed the complaining
Tale as old as time.
More than they hated the old chair.
Like being the victim.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2022. It's a victim society.
Oh, shout out to Office Furniture. You know they still never picked out a chair? You know the owner of one of our longtime sponsors, Office Furniture Outfitters, had to text me and say, Nate, let's get the boys a chair.
Hey, he's the expert, and might I say he did a fabulous job.
The owner of a sponsor should not have to do your job. Nate told all of you countless times, pick the chair, I'll get the chair. Because Nate doesn't want to make a mistake. He doesn't want to get a chair you guys hate.
Might be a little too low, too high.
And so all he was saying was, take some responsibility, measure the chair, measure the platform, give me what you need, and I'll get it for you.
At one point, I even told the person that used to sit in that chair and one of the other complainers that they could go over to Officer Hunter Outfitters and look around and like test them out and sit in them.
Did anyone take notes? Did anyone go shop?
Apparently,
no.
Apparently Bear did once, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he shopped all right. Oh, he shopped. He was trying to bankrupt the station in the process. I get the text, hey, I found a chair. It's kind of pricey. Then he told me the price. That guy's got some nerve. You know that?
That's the great thing about Office Furniture Outfitters. I mean, they got the super expensive stuff, but then they've got great value as well. You know, you can find what you need. This is a very high-end chair.
It's not
the display chair out front that costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah, this would be like your son, you bought him his first car. Mm-hmm. It was a 1987 Honda Civic. And 5 years in, you know, it started to have some problems. And then he said, Dad, I found a new car. I think it's going to work out. It should be a lot safer, a lot nicer than the Honda Civic. And he wants you to buy him a Ferrari. That's what Bear did. Heaven forbid we come to just, you know, a moderate agreement on to the upgrade of the chair. No. Bear wanted to sit on the throne.
Well, chair price, I mean, like, this is a really nice chair. Like, it's a high-end chair that Adam's, you know, resting on.
Does it feel high-end? Do you feel like a...
I'm very comfortable.
An established worker of the world?
They're sitting in a higher-priced chair than we're sitting in.
Oh, I have no doubt. Because the producers whine so much. If you didn't do that, the favoritism
but you
to
know,
the hosts.
You know how chairs are. Like, there's like the cheap ones you can get off of Amazon.
Yeah.
Which, if you pick the right one with great ratings, it might be okay initially. But
ratings,
I mean,
are crucial.
People sitting in it for, you know, 12 hours a day, every day.
Different
those are
people.
Probably going to break down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Then there's like...
Especially as rough as they are on chairs. I mean, did you see that thing out there? I don't even know how... Well, Davey would admit he just sits right there and picks the foam. Yeah, I mean, they just, you know, they ripped it.
Anybody picks the seat cushion apart on that one, mm-hmm. they're getting fired.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear from you. I wanted you to basically just say, mess around, mm-hmm. find out.
Anyway, then there's the mid-level, like, chair you could see on Amazon. You're trying to get the best of both worlds. Again, you got to kind of make the right call. And then there's the high-end chair that you can get from an actual established place that you know will hit for the cycle and be
lifetime
not
warranty.
Only, not only comfortable out of the gate, but, you know, durable as well.
Mm. It's important. See, he's leaning back already. He's about ready to nod off. If I asked him a question, he'd have to lean forward. Mm. Well, Tom Brady this and blah, blah, blah.
Well, we've got Bear on the horn.
Oh, good.
So Bear was super sweet yesterday. He texted me a big thank you.
Oh yeah, you do what he asked you to do, and he's your best friend.
Hi, Bear. How's it going, buddy?
It's going great. I mean, I appreciate the chair greatly. I wasn't going to call in, and I wasn't going to take the bait, but
you don't just sit around and wait on something.
Second, I called in and talked.
This is my show. You don't just sit around and wait on a reason to call in, huh? Okay.
It's not your show. It's Nate's show, buddy.
Okay.
You sit over there and it's his left. He sits in the right-hand seat. He's the captain. Now pipe down while I get out what I got to say.
Driver sit on the left in America?
Very appreciative of the chair.
I let you sit
however,
there because it's cold.
Maybe. In the budget, we'd have more money, and we could have gotten a producer's chair if the fat-ass co-host had dumb big boys that have sat over there and destroyed chair after chair while the producers' back have gotten destroyed. Come on, Houston. Don't rewrite history here, buddy.
You've had 2 years to pick out a chair, and you still didn't pick out a chair.
Huh? Were you going to tell us some alternative facts?
Yeah, you could have picked out a chair 2 years ago when Nate said, hey, pick out a chair.
I didn't want to put the burden on him. Now, every time we turned around, the fat-ass co-host of Fan Run were breaking down another expensive executive chair.
It is
the
true.
Hell out of here, Houston.
I've never
Thank
broken
you,
a
Nate.
Chair.
Thank you. Hey, we need to make sure there is a maintenance procedures every Friday afternoon. That thing will be for Breeze, Nate. I will make sure it's taken care of. Have
Thank
a good
you,
day.
I appreciate it. There was a stretch where we couldn't keep a chair on this side of the table.
I know. I would come in the next day, and it would lean to the left.
It still leans a little.
Yeah, it does.
There are a lot of cool gadgets with this one. The cool thing is, like, you can extend the width of it depending on your hip size.
Well, there you go.
What?
You can.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can take the armrests off or put them on.
Are they off or on right now?
Oh, they're on right now, and I think they need to stay on.
I didn't know if it would fit under the table correctly with the armrest on.
It can't really go much further forward.
Yeah.
The base of the chair is about the
gotcha.
The max.
Well, it must have different armrests. Like, these wouldn't work back there. Like, these different shape armrests.
Are you going to reprimand Bear for what he said about all the co-hosts of Fan Run? Just a thought.
Yeah, did I get called a fat ass?
No, he said all the co-hosts are fat ass.
See, they have different rules on the drive because, you know, it's kind of like Russell's show, and then everybody else is like, or like Bear's like a co-host. Mm. I've always thought of you and I as the two co-hosts, not one host, one co-host.
Well, he
like
wouldn't,
captain,
yeah, he,
co-captain.
He wouldn't understand that. It's a little above his capacity. Just saying.
I like to think that back in the day when I took my name off the show and, you know, we made it two-man show that, you know, we are equal.
I mean, you are the boss. The Godfather. Purdue. Wake Forest. Godfather. Longwood. But at least Bear does not sit around just waiting on any reason to call in on a given day.
Yeah, that's really
you
good.
Know, that's,
I
that's,
really
that's,
appreciate
that's
that.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Interesting.
Anything happen at practice?
I'm sure it did. What, though? I really don't know.
Okay.
So we got 2 years of eligibility remaining with Lynn J. Dixon.
Hopefully that chair has 2 years of eligibility, at least.
Well, I do appreciate the Bear's going to Febreze it every Friday. He has a maintenance procedure.
Is he gonna grease it? Is he going to oil it down? The wheels? The pedestal mount? Do we need to get like a seat cover for those guys? You know, we have different pop filters that we sometimes switch out for the mics.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do that? Like, should every producer have their own seat cover?
I'm picturing one of those covers, like the old couch covers.
Yeah, the plastic.
They're making all this noise back there.
You know,
like, Hagman, quit moving around on the seat cover.
It would be loud. Well, yeah, we probably have to go to some type of waterproof cloth that would be nice and quiet, as my 7th grade English teacher used to say, get quite.
I don't understand how all the producers apparently like have butt sweat, but like I don't when I come in here and just do a show in this.
It's ironic.
You know, the
also, how long have we had these chairs? I feel like we've had these ones forever.
These last a long time.
You see, we sweat because sometimes the pressure's turned up on us, you know?
Oh.
I mean, sometimes the phone's ringing like crazy. You guys are trying to send it to a break. And I don't know what's going on because I've not been paying attention, and you asked me a question.
I think we've established the real problem in your scenario here, but I understand.
It gets crazy back here behind this desk.
Mm. Like, right, what's the level of crazy right now?
Oh, it's chill today. Maybe it's because we got this new comfy chair.
Well, there you go.
Jake also says Bear's lying. He will not do anything, that Jake will be the one to clean the chair.
As long as it gets done, I guess.
I'm not cleaning it.
I don't know if I would have said that out loud in front of the boss who secured the chair.
Here's the thing. It's kind of counterproductive for me to clean it.
That's true.
Why would you clean it at the beginning of the day?
Mm. Do you make your bed after you get out of it?
Yeah, but no one else is going to sleep in it. You wouldn't make the bed if, like, you know, if Jake's coming in right behind to get in.
They do it at hotels.
They change the sheets, though.
That's hopefully, why we need the cover. Change the cover. The sheets. I mean,
hopefully.
The cover, the traveling cover for every producer is not a bad idea.
I sleep better now with just like a soft blanket as opposed to having a comforter and
everything.
So
do you sleep
else.
On top of the comforter?
Honestly, it usually just gets wadded up and thrown to the bottom.
Mm.
I'm a very aggressive sleeper, man.
Aggressive sleep?
He sleepwalking, sleep talking, very vivid dreams.
Okay. Have you ever tried like a restraint?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that'd be enjoyable.
Well,
like babies, you know, they like to be swaddled. Maybe you could kind of swaddle yourself.
Yeah, you ever
sleep?
You ever swaddled?
I mean,
do you know what swaddling is?
Yeah, it's when you like hold something tightly close to your body.
It's where you wrap a baby in a blanket so
whatever.
They can't
Same
move
thing.
Their arms.
They're
and
wrapped
yeah,
tightly.
There's a certain way to do it. Maybe you should try a weighted blanket.
I have.
Any good?
It did for a little while, but now it's just I just can't even keep it on me. I need like a 50-pound weighted blanket.
Get one. They make those.
50 pounds?
Yeah.
I
think mine's a 50-pounder. Maybe not 50. I don't know. It's heavy,
more,
though.
The more weight, the better. Just feel. It's really enjoyable to sleep when something's just like trying to crush you but not actually crushing you.
Hmm. It's an interesting...
I never tried a weighted blanket.
They're not bad.
I sleep fine.
Hmm. Well, glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah. I guess 24/7 Sports, Patrick Brown is kind of trying to get to the bottom of this whole offensive line, you know, shifting and all that stuff. I mean, he ran a post that kind of talks about Darnell Wright being way different this year. We'll see if that's just, you know, looking for something to say or if that's actually true.
Well, Glenn Ellerbe said everyone's doing a great job.
Okay.
They're working hard, man.
Great.
So they're all out there. They're all working hard.
Did you hear that he said, I'm not at all set with Darnell on the right?
No, I did not see that.
What
do we do?
We wanted on this offensive line? Can we
consistency?
Can we if we have to hire another offensive line coach?
This guy's rated like top 10 in the country by College Football Matrix. Like they do the coach rankings.
If our offensive line is so great this year that he goes to the NFL, or if they suck so bad that Josh Heupel's like, dude, you're not getting it done. I'm finding somebody else. The first and only the first question I would like to ask of the new offensive line coach is, how fast can you identify
your best
five best and keep them at the same position? Because good grief.
It's been a problem through...
Since Sam Pittman!
Yeah.
The best guy at it. We said, nah, don't worry about it, Sam. We're going to get somebody else.
Don Mahoney. Enter Don Mahoney. He's the best offensive line coach in the country. No, Sam Pittman literally is, though. Nope. Don Mahoney, the best in the country. Worked with him many. Right, but Sam Pittman is literally he wants to stay. The players want him to stay. But we got Don Mahoney. We should have known right then and there.
I mean,
right then and there, we should have known.
If only Sam Pittman could have stayed and then pulled a Philip Fulmer on Butch Jones and taken over.
Yes, sir. Would he have a statue of Smokey at his lake house instead of that hog?
Sure. I'm sure.
You know, maybe Davy Crockett out there
on
the peninsula.
In a bizarro world, Sam Pittman's our guy, right? Like,
He wanted it.
Yeah.
Wanted it.
He fits.
Yeah. Without question. I mean, normally a coach gets fired and all the coaches on his staff are like, all right, see ya. He's like having meetings with the offensive line, telling him, hey, make sure you tell Butch Jones I want to stay. He should interview me. He didn't even talk to him. Didn't even interview him, Nate. Just said, we got Don Mahoney. Got the best staff in America. We're from Cincinnati. It's a big football town. We know about expectations. And we bought it. Like a bunch of idiots. It's on us. Partially.
I mean, not us, but Jones, you know.
Well, no, I'm just like the fan base. Mm-hmm. Not that it would have mattered. He wasn't going to listen, so it was ultimately on him. But there were obviously issues. Hey, it happens. What are you going to do?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe LRB's just kind of saying that just to, you know, maybe he is sure what he's going to do. I don't know.
Oh, you think he's playing like a little cat and mouse game, trying to throw guys off the scent?
I don't know. Here's the rest of what he says. I think you've got to find who the best tackles are and where we can go have the best chance to win. As far as him playing right.
Exactly. That is correct. That is a good statement.
As far as him playing right, it's as unselfish and as team-oriented as anything could possibly be. We had a talk after the season. Felt like to give us a chance, he needed to take some reps at right and see if he'd be able to do that to help guys that only played left. Without skipping a beat. I mean, it wasn't even a blink of an eye. He's like, man, just whatever helps us win and helps us be the best. I think that's part of him getting a little bit older, more mature. Team guy. He talks in the meeting room. He's taking notes. Just fun to be around, man. Had a great day yesterday. Man. Probably the highlight of yesterday. I'm hoping it looks just as good today.
Darnell Wright was the highlight of yesterday?
For the offensive line coach, yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Wouldn't we want our best guy playing left tackle?
Not if the other guys can't play right tackle, apparently.
But, I mean, does this mean we only have one good tackle? That's my big fear.
We'll just flip-flop them around depending on which way we're going. Dave Clawson. Hey, it's working now that they can't scout him.
I mean, you say that, but theoretically that could work because it's like, yep, we're probably running behind Darnell, but...
Might be play action.
We might counter and go the other way. I mean, teams do that anyway, even when the guy doesn't move. Like, there have been teams... I remember old Georgia teams where it's like, they're running behind the right guard on 80% of their run plays because he is a monster and he's the best guy. And they're going to try and pop a big one when they kind of... Like, when the quarterback comes out to the right and then they run counter and somebody's pulling the other way or whatever, you know? Like, I mean, that is a thing. It just doesn't seem like you'd need that extra wrinkle of moving them around just for no reason, you know? Like, whatever.
You got me nervous now. Do we only have one good tackle? And if we do have only one good tackle, Nate, why would we put him at right tackle with a right-handed quarterback?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was it because Cade was on the team last year that we could play Darnell left? Because wasn't Cade right tackle last season?
I believe so. So is that 2 years in a row now we're going to have our best tackle at right tackle?
Maybe we just don't have any left tackles.
Well, it's not an important spot on the field or anything.
Maybe Darnell's just finally hit his stride.
He played every game last year at left tackle. He didn't allow a sack in the season's final six games.
That's good.
That includes Georgia and Alabama.
That's good. So, okay. So the other guys have played left. They're going to continue to play left, and he's going to play right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's not set. They might move him back to left.
As long as they don't do it middle of the game, I'm actually okay with it.
But if they might move him back to left, why aren't they practicing like Crawford at right?
Well, that was the weird thing.
Like if Crawford's just practicing at left every day and he's at left because he can't play right, you're never moving Darnell back to left if the other guys can't play right tackle. That make any sense?
Isn't practice for practicing?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you give some of those guys a shot at right tackle and see how they did? Just saying. Just thought it might be worth a look. Hickman, are you watching 60 Minutes back there?
No.
Oh.
Oh, the tick, 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 tick.
It's probably you. You got a foot thing. You always have to tap your foot.
Am I shaking my leg? Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably what
Restless
it is.
Leg syndrome.
You just go, go, go all the time.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't have that. That is, I think, an official thing.
Bear says that it might be because he projects as a right tackle in the pros and he wants to play right.
Oh, so this is just one big lie.
It could be.
This is the old Butch Jones, Jalen Hurd situation, where the coaching staff is just bending to the needs of the player, but then saying the player is being unselfish to the media.
Just red flag.
180-degree lie to us.
I don't know. It was an interesting point. That's why I brought it to the show. Maybe he says, look, I projected. I'm sure he tested the waters a little bit, got some feedback, and maybe they say, hey, you're not a left tackle, even though he didn't allow a sack in the last six games. You're a right tackle, former five-star. You got a lot of skill. You're going to be a good right tackle in the NFL. It's your better position. And he said, hey, you want me to get drafted high? Put me a right tackle. And they said, okay.
I almost wonder if in this offense, because they run so many of the RPO type stuff, where mm-hmm. where the I'm trying to picture this, the running back's coming across the quarterback from right to left,
mm-hmm.
isn't it then harder to reset and throw that ball against the linebacker, like the slant on the right side?
Yes,
isn't it easier for the running back to come left or right?
And if you're throwing
right into your pocket,
if you're throwing right, yeah,
and you're throwing throwing left, so the running back's coming right, and you're throwing left to the slant, left to right, and then left.
Yeah, because then you got to reset your feet if you're throwing to the right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
correct. Sorry.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Left.
He's on first. Maybe they don't really view right left tackle as more important than right tackle.
Interesting.
Maybe they're just the same. And so maybe Darnell's gotten better, so they're like, yeah, let's make sure Darnell can play either, and then we'll figure it out from there. But either way, I just hate this, man. It's not a big deal now. It's the first week. But
well, I was going to say,
if we're saying this like after the last scrimmage, yeah, we're still just trying to figure out who our best five are. We're going to play them all against Ball State.
Ball State, okay. I mean, you're going to play some guys against Ball State, but...
Yeah, but you don't need to be deciding what the pecking order is.
You know that I agree with you.
All right. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. Big Friday edition. Comfortable edition of 3 and Out. Hour 1 Friday edition of the program continues right here from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick up some White Claw Hard Seltzer.
There was football last night, but before we get into any more sports, we have to ask the important question of today. Did Hickman go to Home Depot?
She wasn't there.
Okay. Thursday's off, I guess. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I don't know. We did go a little later.
Uh-huh.
I mean, usually we're there around like 10:30, 11.
Was that on purpose?
No.
What time did you go?
Like noon. It wasn't that much later.
Lunch break, maybe?
Ah, it could have been lunch
break. Maybe, yeah. I don't know, but there was a...
You didn't go check the break room?
There was a dude there who was a rep.
Oh, no.
He was the only one I saw, though, that was a Milwaukee rep.
They probably have to move her around to different stores, because if she's at one too long, then guys just start hitting on her. She can't do her job.
That or she heard about us talking about her on the radio and
yeah.
put in a transfer request.
And we do have listeners in that Home Depot.
We got eyes on the ground, bud. Eyes on the ground.
I mean, me and Jake,
but we still don't have a name. Just get her name.
If she's there. I can't get her name if she's not there.
Yeah, you could. You could ask.
Could have just asked that other guy.
Yeah, ask the other guy. Hey,
I was talking to the, female that was here.
I forgot her name.
What's
her
name again?
What was it?
She was. But then he's gonna want to know what your problem is, and you're gonna use the whole.
It's like, oh, she's new. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
You're gonna use that whole scenario we brought up yesterday to like bond with this dude. You know, over.
It could be a
grinder.
He could be a good friend, a little diamond tipped grinder. Ask her about a diamond tip grinder.
I mean, I even stood in the power tool section acting like I was looking, even though I wasn't for like 2 minutes. And like, you know, I had Jake on lookout. He's like, yeah, man, I don't see her. I was like, yeah, let's get out of here, man.
You know what? I'm proud of you because at least you had a plan. You had a lookout. You had a decoy of you looking at all this stuff. You had a plan. You were just hoping for some customer service. If you know what I mean.
If you'd have been in that smaller three-letter workplace, four guys would have come by and asked you if you needed help.
That's not what he wants.
No, it is not.
Shouts out to Seawick, who picked up a Milwaukee drill last night. Hopefully.
Ah, man.
Hopefully they didn't. He didn't get it from you-know-who.
It's like he should have waited and made sure he put in a good word for Hickman.
Yeah, I know.
Like, hey. You know, you're if you're
if you're listening to the show in Knoxville and you're looking for a tool, go to Home Depot, buy Milwaukee, tell them Hickman sent you. So, like, we'll build him up. You know, you build him up, and then when he finally shows up, she's like, name? Are you Adam? Everyone's come in here and bought tools.
My bonus is over the moon this month.
You should see these commissions. I'd like to take you to dinner to say thank you. Boom! Problem solved!
Done!
Problem solved.
Riding the new car I helped her buy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how nice would that be, Hickman, if you did all these nice things for her, got her all these commissions, and then she asked you to dinner? I mean, I know you look. I mean, I look at Hickman. I mean, he's the kind of man who wants to step up to the plate,
yep.
Grab the bull by the horns, ask the girl her name, what she likes to do, does she want to go eat? But if she were to be so impressed with you by all the tools you helped her sell and ask you to dinner, wouldn't that be the best answer to your problems?
Maybe that should be your pickup line. You should just walk up to her and say, I've put in a good word for you on the radio. You're about to make a lot of money. We're going out Friday night. Pick you up right here.
Your treat.
Whatever time you get off.
The depot.
Time to get off Friday. I'll pick you up right here.
Eric says, what if she listens to the show? We hope she does.
I know.
We hope she does.
Unless that means she's making a run for it.
I mean, she wasn't there.
She was like, not even in Knoxville anymore.
Well, look.
Yeah, she requested a transfer to Home Depot.
Albuquerque.
Yeah.
That's okay. Hickman loves the
out
West.
Of all the creepy things that have happened in her time working here, having to deal with all these construction guys.
Well, the first time it would have been creepy, but now that she's basically a fifth member of the show, now that she's a fifth member of the show, it's kind of cool. She's gonna put that transfer in and come back.
I feel like this is like the new version of You've Got Mail.
You've got tools.
You've got that's the right one, right? Where they don't know, they hate each other in real life.
Yes, but
they're emailing each other,
yeah, back and forth,
and falling in love. But they don't know their actual.
Yeah. F O X. Why do you keep doing that? That's a book I read. So you going today? This is important. The people want to know.
Probably won't go today. I don't really have any need for Home Depot today.
No need.
Did you guys pick up the weed killer that we need for the station?
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
Nice job, buddy.
There we go.
You know, don't forget to pick this up.
We got sidetracked yesterday.
I feel like that happens every day with you guys.
What? The third lunch take a little longer to get your food or something?
No, it was like one of those days where it's like, yeah, you know, pretty chill day.
Here's the schedule, and then boom.
Then all of a sudden it's like, hey, happens. Go here, go there.
Mm-hmm.
Try the new Wendy's Strawberry Frosty.
Told you.
Second lunch.
It is an elite fast food restaurant dessert item.
Is it true that the Frosty is dairy-free?
Really?
I've also heard
there's plastic in it.
Plastic?
Yeah, some type of like inorganic plastic.
I want to say that the soft serve at Dairy Queen is also dairy-free, and which is interesting since it's Dairy Queen.
You ever
Queen.
Watch The Founder about McDonald's?
No. No.
That's when things really hit the fan.
What?
When what's his name? Ray Crockett, the guy that's credited with founding McDonald's.
Oh.
When he really rips off the original guys, that was the real breaking point.
The ice cream?
Yeah, they were serving real ice cream, but you had to have like a massive freezer to store all the real ice cream.
That's usually how it works.
He got this stuff back from R&D where basically it was like, powder size and they can mix it, and it was all fake.
Yeah.
But it would make them so much more money because they didn't have to store all this real ice cream. And, you know, the original guys were like, no, that's like not. And he's like, no, this is what we're doing. You signed here. I have the rights to make these types of decisions, you know, when we franchise or whatever.
I think Dairy Queen ice cream is dairy-free.
And from then on, all these things are, you know, fake. Now, they might add milk to some, you know, but none of these fast food places have a big ice cream storage freezer, you know.
Sad. It's an outrage. Man. But strawberry frosty in.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Okay.
Even past the fry test. Went good with them. I wish there was a tad bit more strawberry flavor to it, but I'm not complaining.
Maybe I'm just maybe I'm just mixing up the Wendy's thing with the fact that there's been instances of there being plastic filings like in the Frosty itself, you know, that like weren't supposed to be there.
Like from the machine as it spins and stirs? I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
Anyway.
It's just plastic.
Elite, right?
Very elite.
What is it? Strawberry?
Strawberry Frosty.
It's just straight strawberry?
Yep. I would recommend giving it a try. I think it is a limited edition.
You hate that from Taco Bell.
Oh, it's awful.
What?
When Taco Bell makes you fall in love with these items and then they just
pull it. Yes.
Like, they had no need to ever get rid of the, what is it? The griller. You remember those?
The griller.
Yeah, like the loaded potato griller.
Wasn't that just a small burrito?
No, it was Chipotle chicken griller. There was one more. Not on the menu anymore. Haven't been on the menu for years.
Have you tried to order them? Because a lot of times they can still make that stuff. It's just not on the menu. Because they all went digital menus now, so, you know.
Wow. This says there's milk in Frosty.
I saw that.
Okay.
It's non-dairy milk.
Almond milk.
Apparently you can make them yourself.
I saw an Instagram video or a TikTok on how to make it yourself, and they said it was identical. Interesting.
Huh. All right. Now the more you know. Final segment, hour one. Back at you next. Why doesn't Hickman just ask the girl out, not go through some complicated rigmarole to get her interest?
Rigmarole.
Rigmarole.
If you're like me and had to look that up, because I've never heard it before.
You've never heard of rigmarole?
Never had heard or seen that word.
Oh, man.
I thought it was two words that he accidentally put together.
No, rigmarole.
I think I've heard it before.
Where would I have heard rigmarole?
I don't know. I've heard it.
I have a really good memory on words. I have never heard that word or seen it written before. Well, rigmarole.
Your Scrabble ability just went up.
Big time. It's a lot. It's a big word. R's. Mm-hmm. R's can be tough.
Nah, rigmarole. R's very common.
Rigmarole. But if it begins with an R, that long is a good,
you know. Oh, yeah. The length.
Rigmarole. Rigmarole.
Yeah.
It's a long, lengthy process.
Well, I mean, she works at Home Depot.
Don't get me wrong. He's had two or three opportunities to walk up and talk to her, and just says he's stayed 100 feet away, going aisle to aisle.
Since I've been on this mission, she was one up on a ladder.
You could have been there for safety.
I still think you should have gone Knight in Shining Armor move there.
Two wasn't there.
She just said, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
It's not been two times. It's been more than that.
Well, I mean, it's really been two times since I've been on this quest.
This odyssey to get back to Ithaca and Penelope. She's going to make you shoot a nail gun through 10 circles, the center of 10 circular saws. And if you can do that, if you can load the nail gun and shoot it through the 10 circular saw holes.
What if she actually hates tools? You know,
she'll hate Adam.
That's honestly Zing! Best case scenario. A good one.
It is funny.
You were right about the sexual innuendo with, like, tools. They're worse than sports. I mean, we think the whole,
golf's bad.
Golf is bad.
It's a lot of, you said laying pipe, you know.
Put shit. The hammer to it.
Easy, buddy.
kind of went to.
It's a family show.
Yeah, the DEFCON 4 there.
Hammer, you know.
Straight to it.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We know. I mean, you could just walk up to her and say, hey, you want to go out this weekend?
Yeah, it's a Friday. I mean, it's a good day.
Yeah.
She might have plans for the weekend, but, you know, you could ask to be a part of those plans.
Maybe I have plans for the weekend already.
Is there...
That's what you say. Like, hey, we should do something sometime. Hey. I can't this weekend. I'm going out of town to save children.
Hey, you want to come help me tear down my grandmother's deck?
Was that sexual innuendo?
No. Okay, I'm actually tearing down a deck right now. That's gross.
Take her to the zip line.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. You got a free coupon you could give her?
He works there.
I know.
I'm sure he could just, you know,
I don't know. I don't know if he does the register, though.
Can you schedule that, where it's like a private zip line?
I was going to say, that actually would be pretty cool. If you're like, oh, let's go ziplining. That'd be fun. And then you're the guide, and she didn't know it the whole time? Hickman,
I'm a legend up there. I can arrange anything.
Can you set up some romantic lighting on the zip line and everything? And
might get in the way of the pulley.
Like down the ground or something.
No, but wouldn't that be good if he's like, hey, we're going ziplining. There's this place. And then they get there and he becomes the guide. I mean, that would be cool.
What's risk? I mean, that'd be a long drive from...
that. Get to know her.
That's what I'm saying. That's great if the conversation's going well.
Yeah, if not,
not
that's
so
a...
good if it's not. But the nice thing is if you could build that rapport on the drive there, then the ziplining can
it's easy.
Yeah, just...
easy.
You don't feel like you have to talk a lot.
You can take a picnic, eat in the trees. That's romantic. That's romantic.
Make some bologna sandwiches.
Was that sexual innuendo?
No. As soon as you get up there, probably hit a thunderstorm, have to cancel.
No, then he'd get to have some ponchos.
Oh, we got a...
you protect her.
We got a canopy.
Keep her warm. I can't believe you said bologna sandwiches.
Dude, most underrated meat out there.
Was that sexual innuendo?
Don't do bologna sandwiches.
No.
Ask her what she likes to eat, then make that.
Rack of ribs.
Hey, I'm really having a great time. By the way.
Here's some ribs.
I'll cut them up for you. I think we're on to something here. I think this is important.
Yeah.
Are you in on it or not?
Is it smart to ask for a date time that's not the normal time when people are busy, if it's going to be this weekend? Like, should you be like, hey, take you to brunch Sunday?
Brunch.
Like, hoping that that's the only time this weekend she's
probably
not booked.
Brunch is the best.
Yeah, but some people like to have their Sunday to kind of not do much.
Yeah, but then, I mean, she could always just lie, obviously, but...
true.
If she really doesn't have anything, it kind of immediately takes that objection away.
She doesn't strike me as a liar.
That you haven't talked to her yet.
Milwaukee girl that I've only seen from a 100 feet or more. Jason with a really good point. If she leads one of those like tutorial classes on the weekends, you should totally sign up.
Ooh,
that sounds like way too much work.
Are those free?
He learns about the tools and builds the rapport.
Yeah,
man, there couldn't be more than 5, 6, 7 people in those things. You'd stand out.
It's like a timeshare presentation. Like, she's going to make you buy stuff when it's over.
You know, if you were smart, you'd order a Milwaukee catalog and learn all the stuff
yourself.
You're
going to have to finance it for 20 years. He's going to pull in Monday in a Milwaukee van. And the whole thing's going to be full of their
old
tools.
They sell jackets on their website.
He's like a NASCAR driver with all the Milwaukee logos on his jacket.
You should buy a Milwaukee hat and walk up. Just... pretend. Has she seen you?
I'm sure she has.
Okay, but like, would she remember seeing you?
Probably.
It would be cool if you had a Milwaukee hat. And like, oh, I didn't even know there was a rep here. That's so cool. I'm a big Milwaukee guy.
I feel like that's the wrong... I don't know.
Then give her the hat.
I can show her my box cutter that's Milwaukee.
Do you really have a Milwaukee box cutter?
Yeah.
There's your in.
That thing can do anything. It's got a wire stripper on it. Box cutter, obviously, bottle opener, screwdriver.
What's a regular multi-tool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pliers? You got pliers on it?
That's the one thing it doesn't
have.
Chris,
I know you're spoken for, but if you back in your single days, if a girl had walked up to you and she was wearing all Fan Run stuff and said, I just love everything about Fan Run. I remember the Chuck E. Cheese segment. I think you'd be a little creeped out. I don't think we should go big Milwaukee guy here.
Bro, that happened. She was on our show. What are you talking about? Sorry, the fourth curtain just came down.
What do you mean?
She did like the show.
What, your girlfriend?
Yes. I mean, who doesn't like this show?
She wasn't like that, though.
No, no, no.
That's all I'm saying.
But she, I mean, I would bring something up from a previous show, and she would remember it. Mm. Which was cool.
Wait, so this did work. Never mind. Scrap the whole thing.
Yeah. Hickman, this is a great idea.
Houston's girlfriend pulled this off.
Nate just made my point. Milwaukee Tool. Buy the jacket. Buy a hat. You already got the box cutter. All you need is some sneakers with Milwaukee across the side. And you're sold. Some big red shorts. Milwaukee shoes. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but see, she slow played it. She didn't come in with a Fan Run shirt on. She didn't.
Okay. Ask the intern for Milwaukee at the Home Depot. Go. We're going to make this happen for you, Hickman. Worst case scenario, you ask her, you get turned down.
Actually, worst case scenario, probably just never see her in that Home Depot ever again.
That would be worse, because then you'd always be wondering that if you'd try to talk to her when she was there, maybe that's the love of your life.
Hickman's at the podium one day taking his vows, just wondering.
Yep. No, I don't
what if Milwaukee
guess.
Girl?
Better to have loved and lost than have never loved at all.
Or, you know, worst case scenario, I stay single. I save money. I ain't got a girl to worry about.
Okay, I could. We better hope she's not listening now.
Yeah, I could put all my focus into three and out show prep in the evenings. You know, I can think like I gotta come in with this tomorrow.
Tell him
morning.
To grow a pair and go talk to her instead of being a creeper. I'm just reading the tweets.
That's what we tried to do. She was busy. I'm gonna call her Millie from now on because she needs a name. So it's
play
Millie.
Four and make the breaks, and when one comes your way, score.
Was that sexual innuendo?
I think you know the answer to that.
Bologna sandwich.